of your arts and cultural events to calendar at wjffradio.org. Thanks for listening. Please stay tuned.
Stay tuned for Now and Then, coming right up. Support for this program comes from our listeners and from the Cooperage, 1030 Main Street, Honesdale. Be entertained, be challenged, be inspired. TheCooperageProject.org. I'm Kathy Geary. Welcome to Now and Then. On today's program, we'll be listening to Paul McCartney, New. Paul McCartney has written you a letter. Maybe you haven't had a chance to read Paul's letter. So let me read it for you. Here we go. Dear you, sorry I didn't get back sooner. Been busy. New songs needed to be recorded. Some came after dropping off my youngest daughter at school. With a cup of tea in one hand and a guitar in the other, I would delve into the black hole of music. And a few hours later, greet the arrival of a new song. Some came as late-night inspirations when I played my dad's old piano, which he had bought from Brian Epstein's dad's shop in Liverpool. Others emerged in the recording studio over improvised instrumental layers hot off the skillet. A couple of them arrived as I was sitting around on holiday, strumming in the cool air-conditioned room as the sun beat down outside. Once I had the songs, I started to wonder what to do with them. I looked around for producers whose work I admired, and arranged to meet them, the idea being that one of them would stick out and we would do the rest of the songs together. In fact, I enjoyed working with all of them for various reasons and ended up with four producers. My only worry was that the recordings might not fit together, but I realized that not only would the fact that I was singing hold them together, but the tracks of Beatle albums were often extremely different from each other, and that worked okay. First, I met up with Paul Epworth, whose studio at that time was above a shop on a London street. He told me that he already had an idea which he thought we could improvise on. He looked at one of the guitars in the studio and said, "I wonder what secrets that guitar is holding for us to find." I started banging out something on the piano while Paul sat in on the drum kit. The guitar gave up a riff. And pretty soon we had the beginnings of the opening track, Save Us. We went on to record Queenie I, which I had based on the refrain from a traditional street game that I played as a kid in Liverpool. Another day, we used a similar technique to come up with Road.
today, alone on a hill. The man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still. But nobody wants to know him. They can see that he's just a fool, and he never gives an answer. But the fool on the hill sees the sun going down, and the eyes in his head see the world spinning round. Well, on the way, head in a cloud, the man of a thousand voices talking perfectly loud. But nobody ever hears him or the sound he appears to make. Never seems to notice, but the fool on the hill sees the sun going down, and the eyes in his head see the world spinning shows his feelings. But the fool on the hill sees the sun going down, and the eyes in his head see the world spinning round. Oh, round, 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 round.
The Beatles, Paul McCartney, Fool on the Hill. That's from 1967. And when you listen to these two songs that we just heard, first we started with Road from Paul's new album released October 2013. You can really tell the currency, how Paul seems to stay so vital that he's able to write songs today in the language of today's music. Fool on the Hill was produced by George Martin. And George Martin produced all of the Beatles albums. And it's interesting because in that letter that Paul wrote you that I read at the top, he talks about how he was concerned about on his new album that there be a similar sound between all the songs. And with four different producers, how is that going to be possible? And he concludes, well, you know, I'm singing all the songs, so it's going to sound the same. Well, it's really interesting in the Beatles, because there was one producer and three composers, the Beatles sounded like the Beatles because there was a single producer. And the Beatles tracks sounded different because there was different composers. Well, on Paul McCartney's album, New, the song that we heard at the top of the program, Road, well, it's the first time in a long time that I recall that Paul McCartney has ever shared a songwriting credit with anybody. But that song, Road, it's co-written by Paul McCartney and Paul Epworth. When the Beatles recorded Fool on the Hill back in 1967, this producer, Paul Epworth, he hadn't even been born. Paul McCartney is staying vital by working with a whole new generation of producers. And Paul Epworth is a name to be reckoned with. I wasn't sure who Paul Epworth was. I knew, hey, that rings a bell. And here's the reason why. He's a spectacular producer. He has worked with one of my favorite singers, Adele. And in February in 2012, at the Grammy Awards, Paul Epworth won 4 Grammy Awards for being Producer of the Year, the Album of the Year. He produced Adele's 21, which was released in 2011. And he also got a Grammy for producing the Song of the Year, Rolling in the Deep, off Adele's 21 album. In 2011, he co-wrote a song with Adele. Just as he received co-writing, songwriting credits with Paul McCartney, there's a song called Skyfall, which was the theme song for a James Bond movie, and Adele and Paul Epworth shared songwriting credits in that. So what an amazing combination. This album by Paul McCartney called New has 14 tracks on it, and there's 3 of them that he actually shares songwriting credits with, Paul Epworth. So Paul McCartney works with 4 different producers on this album. There's a young man named Mark Ronson. Mark Ronson is also another very young and contemporary producer. In fact, one of the interesting facts about Mark Ronson is that in 2009, he was voted the most stylish man in the UK by GQ magazine. We're about to hear a song that Mark Ronson produced with Paul McCartney called Alligator. You know that letter that Paul wrote you? Let me read a little bit more of it for you, what he has to say. Here's from Paul McCartney. Mark Ronson, a snappy dresser and great producer, was someone I knew as a friend but had never worked with. He had DJed at Nancy's and my wedding. He kept us bopping till the early hours of the morning, so I already liked his vibe. And of course, I knew and loved his recordings with Amy Winehouse and others. We met up at my Sussex studio and started with a song that I wrote that morning in anticipation of our first session together. We went on to record New and Alligator, and then we finished them off in New York's Avatar Studios.
Okay. They got someone setting them free, someone breaking the chains, someone letting them be. I want someone who can save me when I come home from the zoo. I need somebody who's a sweet communicator I can give my alligator to. Someone breaking them out, someone finding a key, someone setting them free. Could you be that person for me? Would you feel right setting me free? Could you dare to find my key? To my tricks, I need somebody used to dealing with a sinner whenever I get in a fix. Everybody else is busy doing better than me, and I can see why it is they got someone setting them free, someone breaking the chain. chance. Someone let me be. Could you be that person for me? Would you feel right setting me free? Could you dare to find my key?
Paul McCartney with the Beatles. We started that set with a song from Paul's new recording, produced by a man named Mark Ronson. The song was called Alligator. You know, earlier we were talking about Paul Epworth co-writing and producing some of the songs on Paul's new album, and that Paul Epworth had worked with Adele on her release called 21. Well, this producer, Mark Ronson, also had worked with Adele on her very first recording in 2008, Adele's album 19. So Paul is working with a whole new generation of producers to bring him into the millennium. We heard some songs from the Beatles. The song that we just heard was called Teddy Boy. I don't think that was ever released on a studio recording. That was the Beatles rehearsing together in 1969. And when they were rehearsing, you know, George Martin was not there, I don't think. I don't think that you can hear this effect of a producer. That's the Beatles just jamming together and rehearsing. Before that, we heard two tracks from the Beatles' final recordings. From Abbey Road, we started out with Maxwell Silverhammer and Oh Darling. And as I mentioned earlier, George Martin produced all of the Beatles' albums. And you can really hear the stark contrast between a completely finished recording that has been produced and a rough rehearsal recording. So George Martin, incredible influence on the Beatles' music. And when the Beatles recorded Abbey Road, that was actually their final recording sessions. Abbey Road was released in October of 1969. And in October of 1969, George Martin had a son named Giles Martin. Giles Martin was born on October 9th in 1969, which is ironically or coincidentally the same birthday as John Lennon. And when Paul McCartney talks about the producers that he's worked with on this new recording released in October 2013, he uses four producers, and the executive producers of Paul's new album are Paul McCartney and Giles Martin. Okay, Giles Martin is now 44 years old. So interesting, Giles Martin, the son of George Martin. When Giles Martin grew up, he really was not aware of the Beatles, and apparently George Martin, his father, discouraged his son from pursuing a career in music, quote, unless the inevitable comparisons should be made between father and son. Well, Giles apparently ignored his father's advice, and he joins a band called Velvet Jones, and he starts writing jingles when he's in college. Giles Martin, in 2004, he produced the fastest-selling classical album of all time in the UK, an album by Hayley West Arenas called Pure. In 2006, Giles Martin collaborated with his father, George. I guess they recovered from their differences about his career. And George Martin and his son worked together on a production for the Cirque du Soleil, a soundscape for their performances called Love, which he manipulated a lot of the original Beatles recordings into montages. Giles Martin also worked with Martin Scorsese on the film documentary that he did about George Harrison called Living in the Material World. And again in 2009, Giles Martin worked on the video game called The Beatles Rock Band. Giles Martin worked on the music selections for that. So it's really interesting that Paul McCartney chose Giles to share the executive producer credit on his new album. And there's 14 tracks on this album, and six of them are produced by Giles Martin. He also did some follow-up on some tracks that a few of the other producers did and added his own production touches to them. There's a song that he produced called Appreciate from Paul's new album, which we're about to hear. But let me read just a little bit more of this letter that Paul McCartney wrote to you. And here he talks about Giles. Here's a quote. As the son of George Martin, our great Beatles producer, Giles Martin was someone I already was pretty familiar with. I had known him since he was a twinkle in the eye and watched him grow up, seeing him emerge as someone who did a lot of the hard graft on the Beatles' Love album. We worked together on music for the Olympic Games and had recorded a song for an upcoming bungee video game. I asked him if he would like to work on some of my new songs. He agreed. So we went into Lyndhurst Studios in North London and laid down on my way to work. Everybody out there, and I can bet. Next, we took all the tracks out to Los Angeles, where we had two rooms at Henson Studios and made final mixes of everything, watched over at the front gate by Kermit the Frog. In one room, Mark Spike Stent was set up to mix the tracks. We were along in the corridor in another studio, making sure the music was totally ready for Spike to mix. As soon as we were happy with the track, we would take it to the mix room to be cooked. After we had listened to what Spike had done and made any necessary tweaks, we returned to the other room and finished another song. Sometimes, in the case of Appreciate and Looking at Her, we would write and record new offerings for Spike's oven to bake. The buzz was intense, and that period had an atmosphere to it that was positively electric.
Appreciate it, appreciate it. something there, but you're frightened to invite it. Beware of pushing it away. Show that you can be certain you don't fight it. You must appreciate it.
Paul McCartney, Appreciate from New. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then here on WJFF. Paul McCartney recorded on Ringo Starr's album in 2010. Ringo Starr has been writing songs and exploring his own creativity. Ringo did an album in 2010 called Why Not? And Ringo and Paul sing together on this song called Walk With You. Ringo Starr and Paul McCartney.
Standing every push and shove, just as fundamental as the stars above. It is benefiting every hand in glove. And you tell me it's a cold day in hell when you surrender for love and the chance to remember what we have to hold is more silver and gold. When I walk with you, when I talk with you, everything will be fine. When I walk with you, when I talk with you, everything coincidental we have met before. Let this be the time and place that we explore. With no hesitation knocking at that door, open up your heart to love forevermore. And I tell you it's a cold day in hell, but we remember song that starts out, love me tender, and that king of hearts.
When I walk with you, when I talk with you, everything will be fine.
Time and what time remains, while I have just tried to explain, blew by you. What can I do with a heart of steel? I would impart what I've come to feel. Love is the answer and it is real. I'll always
Walk with you, Ringo Starr and Paul McCartney singing together on Ringo's Why Not album. So Paul McCartney, executive producer Paul McCartney and Giles Martin, there's a song on Paul's new album, which is really a standout song for me. It's a very long song, and it's called Get Me Out of Here. And it's an interesting approach. It sounds like two separate songs, but it's just one track on the CD. And it's like a blues song, and they're doing a strange treatment of Paul's voice. It sounds like they're trying to make him sound like he was recording like back in the 1920s or something. And then he switches to piano. From Paul McCartney's new album, Get Me Out of Here.
I get a feeling when they call my name. Feels like we're all involved in some kind of game. Oh boy, get me out of here. Oh boy, let me out of here. Yeah. I hear the taxman knocking at my door. I've got a feeling he'll be asking for more. Oh boy, get me out of here. Oh boy, someone get me out of here. Yeah. When we fight, I don't know what to say. It feels so bad, and yet I can't run away. Oh boy,
oh boy,
get me out of here. I'm a celebrity.
Oh boy,
will someone get me out of here?
I'm scared to say I love you, afraid to let you know that the simplest of words won't come out of my mouth, though I'm dying to let them go, trying to let you know I have to say I'm sorry. Don't feel sad for me, but the beautiful birds won't fly out of their cage, though I'm trying to set them free, trying to let you see how much you mean to me. I remember the first time we met, tears in our eyes reflecting something connecting from so long ago. It might have been told in the stars, maybe that's what it was. It doesn't matter because I'm still too scared to tell you, afraid to let you see that the simplest of words won't come out of my mouth, though I'm dying to set them free, trying to let you see how much it means to me, how much you mean to me, how much you mean to me now.
We put a lot of energy and effort into making this album. Hard work? No. Not at all. We don't work music. We play it. Cheers to you. Love, Paul. I'm Kathy Geary, and you've been listening to Now and Then. Today's program, Paul McCartney's new recording. I hope you enjoyed the show today. Thank you so much for listening. Support for this program comes from our listeners and from the Cooperage, 1030 Main Street, Honesdale. Be entertained. Be challenged. Be inspired. TheCooperageProject.org. This is 90.5 FM WJFF, Jeffersonville, New York, and 94.5 FM W233AH, Monticello, New York. We're streaming online at WJFFradio.org. If you've got a computer and you're online, you can listen to us 24/7, WJFFradio.org.